This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the thoughts of Missouri senators as they near the start of the next legislative session.
You know, you have campaigns, people go out and they campaign on different issues.
I don't know that I have a need to forget it. I don't know that it will hurt my caucus.
For many people, November 8th is now a distant memory. But for those who were involved in getting elected or re-elected, some of the words that were said going into the election may continue to echo. For the 33 people who will comprise the upcoming 99th General Assembly in the Missouri Senate, the only thing on their minds is doing the job to which they were elected. Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says there's a difference between campaigning and governing.
You know, you have campaigns, people go out and they campaign on different issues. I don't consider myself a corrupt person. I don't consider the senators I serve with on either side of the aisle corrupt people. So it is what it is. That's what you do to campaign, and that's how it goes.
Incoming Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds those things said in campaigns don't necessarily reflect future legislation.
I don't know that I have a need to forget it. I don't know that it will hurt my caucus or my members moving forward because they're willing to work with the new administration, right? We serve in the minority. As you know, we can all count to nine. There are nine of us. So the ball is in the majority's court. They own the House and the Senate and the governor's mansion. And until I have reason not to, I am willing to work with everybody in this building to move things forward for Missouri.
When Missouri's new fiscal year began on July 1st, Missouri senators were able to start pre-filing bills. Pre-file means to put together something a lawmaker would like to see changed, deleted from, or added to state law. The potential legislation is first put into words and then researched in case such a statute already exists in Missouri law. All of the different proposals are held by those lawmakers who hope to sponsor the legislation in the year that will follow. Then, on December 1st, those ideas receive their bill numbers for the upcoming regular legislative session. Bills are numbered based on the sponsor's seniority in the Missouri Senate. For instance, the person who has been in the upper chamber the longest, who also served a full 8 years in the Missouri House of Representatives, is considered to be the senior-most member of the Missouri Senate. Since term limits also play a role, meaning there can be more than one senator who is in his or her final 2 years in office and was in the Missouri House for 4 terms, other factors are taken into consideration before levels of seniority are granted. These measures are the first to be considered when the next session begins in January. And as always, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.